Turning My Heart to the King, Day 6 Devotional. The Feast of Forgiveness is a time to separate the good from the bad in our lives, to ask God to come and take away everything that harms us, what isn't in our benefit, and what doesn't allow us to grow. It's also a time to come back and restore everything that we have stolen, whether physically, emotionally, or spiritually, everything that we have appropriated but doesn't belong to us. Matthew 25:31-32 reads, "But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats." It's time to put things in order. Choose God and allow him to choose for us. To allow Jesus to sit on the throne in our hearts and separate and get rid of all that contaminates us. To also allow God to teach us his wisdom to learn to choose and filter, not to allow anything to come within us. 1 Corinthians 10:23-24 reads, "You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. Don't be concerned for your own good, but for the good of others." Many times, we aren't able to identify practices and habits which really causes harm. These can become part of our daily lives or acquired from generation to generation. This time allows us to sensitize our hearts to identify and change these habits and customs. It's a moment to deepen and allow ourselves to be transformed. In this feast, we need to go further than just an emotional repentance. This repentance needs to be genuine. Let's reflect. According to Matthew 25:31-32, how do you identify before Jesus? As a sheep or goat? 1 Corinthians 10:23-24 says that everything is possible, but not everything benefits us. Analyze your life for a moment and identify things you are doing which are seemingly not bad, but equally don't benefit you. Take a moment to pray and receive revelation and sensitivity from God to begin to make changes in your life. Verse to remember, 2 Chronicles 7:14. "Then, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land."